Oasis Audio presents Peace by Jeff Nesbitt, read for you by Robertson Dean. You are going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. See to it that you are not alarmed. These things must take place, but the end hasn't come yet, because nation will rise up in arms against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Jesus, Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 and 7. Prologue. Paris, France, October 1997. The large crowd gathered outside Bercy was restless. Most of them clutched tickets or checked their pockets every few minutes to make sure the tickets were, in fact, still there. The exhibition games at the Palais Omnisport de Paris-Bercy in the 12th arrondissement of Paris had sold out weeks ago. Bercy seated, at most, 14,000 for an exhibition like this. The tickets were expensive, and the scalpers in the shadows and corners were pulling in huge sums. But the young Asian boy, standing off to the side in the replica Chicago Bulls jersey, didn't care. All he knew was that he was here, with a ticket in hand, and he was about to watch the greatest basketball player who ever lived suit up and play against one of Europe's finest teams. Nothing else mattered. Not right now. The headline, "Jordan Awaited Like a King," was displayed boldly at the top of the sports daily L'Equipe. "Michael has captured Paris," said another paper. An overly exuberant, breathless French sports columnist went even further. "Michael Jordan is in Paris. That's better than the Pope. It's God in person." Not that anyone outside Bercy that day would dispute this. They were, in fact, here.